This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran has issued a warning to the U.S. over potentially targeting two cargo ships in the Mideast, long suspected of serving as forward operating bases for Iranian commandos. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The warning comes just after America and the United Kingdom launched a massive airstrike campaign against Yemen's Houthi rebels. The statement Sunday from Iran appears to signal Tehran's growing unease over the U.S. strikes in recent days in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen, targeting militias backed by the Islamic Republic. Those attacks themselves, a retaliatory campaign for the killing of three U.S. soldiers and wounding of dozens of others in Jordan, all stem back to Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israeli artillery fired shells along the Israeli-Gaza border on Sunday as the military continued to fight Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Inside the Gaza Strip, Palestinian gunmen kept up attacks against Israeli forces in two main cities weeks after they were overrun by troops and tanks, in a sign Hamas still maintained some control ahead of any potential truce. Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday Israel was not ready to accept a deal at any price to release hostages held by Hamas amid rifts in his coalition over a U.S. push to get more aid into Gaza. He also appeared to deliver a rebuke to his far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who wants Jewish settlers to return to Gaza, and who criticized U.S. President Joe Biden, Israel's staunchest ally, pressing for humanitarian aid.